Jesus Christ, we adore you. We love your sweet name.
We thank you, divine intelligence, Holy Spirit. Which name is it?
Jesus, baby.
The most powerful name in the universe. Thank you for that name. Thank you, Jah Jesus, eternal spirit, for being with me and guiding me through all my endeavors. So be it.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Christ Jesus. We worship you and adore you, and we thank you for dwelling inside of our temple being. Oh, gracious and grand divine Holy Spirit, we thank you for quickening and renewing us, Jesus. We thank you for giving us life. We just love you forever. Amen.
We thank you, Son of God, Jah Jesus, baby. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for coming to this planet. And I want to give a special thanks to your father, Jehovah, for letting you come to this planet. Because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have came here. And I thank you for pleading to the Father to come to this planet that we may have a right to life, to live forever in our bodies as gods and goddesses. Thank you, Jah Jesus.
Amen. Glory to you, Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. Your name is so magnanimous and so dynamic and so glorious. We forgive all people. We love all people. We love everybody because you, Jesus, the Christ, you dwelleth in us. Ding, dong, ding, dong. And we adore you forever and forever and forever. All praises to you. Thank you, Jesus. We sing praises to your great and mighty name.
We thank you, divine intelligence that live within us. You are within us. You're closer than hands and feet. You're in our very cells. You're in our very fibers. Thank you, divine intelligence. The force, the awakening of the force, that force is within you. That is you, God Jesus, they're talking about. That is your dynamic intelligence. And I love you and I praise you forever and ever. So be it.
Amen,
baby. God Jesus, baby.
Glory to Jesus Christ. December 27th, 2015. Merry Christmas.
Jesus, baby. Glory. You got that right, baby. It's all about Jah Jesus. It's the Christmas season, and you should be full of Jah Jesus, praising him and that dynamic, eternal energy that's within you, through you, all around you. It's moving, it's grooving, it's here, it's now. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what the master prophet said. Pastor, he's not a prophet, he's a king. You think he's a prophet, but no, he is a king of the universe. Jah Jesus, baby. And it means it's at hand right now. It's right here now. It's not in the future, it's not in the past. That kingdom is here. You live in the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is right here, baby. You're living in that kingdom, that vibration of the Christ light vibration. Jesus Christ vibration, his eternal energy. When you in that Holy Ghost energy, you are progressing. You are vibrating in Jah Jesus. That is Jah Jesus, the being with you, in you, moving through you right here and now. People want to look for the future and when he's come back. He's here right now. That's when he came to earth. Why he says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here. Right here. And we're living in this dispensation of the Holy Ghost. So you definitely know it's right here. That Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Spirit of Jesus, you are a deadbeat. You know why? Because you're not connected. You're not connected with the Spirit. You don't have the Spirit. The Spirit is with you. It's in you. It's moving and grooving in you. You can say Jesus all you want. And he's in the heavenly realms. He's moving and grooving the body of Jah Jesus. But what's more important is here on earth. This is the third dimensional realm. What is the most important thing in the third dimensional realm on this planet earth is the Holy Ghost. Jah Jesus. And that's his name, Jah Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the God of the third dimension. So you can say Jesus. That's good and dandy. I'm saying it in mockery because if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they're not connected. You can go to the church. You can. That's a nice thing. He said, that's nice. I never knew you. You can do all these things. You can welcome the church. You can sing in the choir. You can do the worship board. That's a nice thing. You can even go to a prayer meeting. But if you're not connected with that baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Spirit, see, it's all about the Spirit. People get into spirituality. It's about the Spirit of Jesus. If you don't have the Spirit, what are you doing? You don't have nothing to move. You're groovy. You don't have nothing to talk to you. Of course, everybody has the spark, but you need the Spirit, the Holy Ghost in you through all your cells so your whole body is in tune with it, so your whole body can become youngified, for your whole body can become unified with the force of light. It's a force. It's energy. I know a lot of Christians don't want to hear it, but it is a force. It is energy. It's moving and grooving. We're breaking the doctrine of the church, the so-called church, because they don't want to hear. It doesn't walk beside you like a paraclete. It doesn't do that. It's in you. It's moving. Remember, the kingdom of God is in you. He talks to you. He guides you. He protects you. He's closer than hands and feet. You don't need Son of God University. You definitely don't need those pimps. What you need is the Holy Ghost. It will teach you all things. It will move through you. It will keep you young. It will get all the diseases of your body. It will purify your body because it's intelligence. It's divine intelligence. It's Holy Spirit. Spirit intelligence is Jesus intelligence in you. And when you use that name, that powerful name, Jesus, when you use that, oh man, it just lights up. All your atoms light up. You know why? That's the power of the universe, Jesus. That name is powerful. Especially, this is Jesus' favorite planet. He came here, he die. He was below everything. He's the only Son of God in the universes. I'm not talking about the universes that's done that. So this Jesus is known throughout the universes. Now, there's no other Son of God like that, not even Father God. So you should, on planet Earth, be praising this being because he is the master of the universes. Because everybody knows of this, and it's a shame that planet Earth don't even recognize. You can't even say his name. You say something like Lord, and then you go to Father Jehovah, who has no jurisdiction on this planet. You say him, his name, which is, you know, he's a powerful being, but there's no power on this planet. Very powerful being. He gave all power to his son because his son came in a human body like you and I. He descended below everything, and that's why he's so great. You know, check this out. He died before the foundations of the world.
You don't say.
He died before the foundations of the world, my loving brother.
Oh, my, Russell Wilson.
He died before the foundations of the world.
Wow.
And, you know, and then he came in physical form, and then he died in the physical. So he knew what was going to happen. And that's why he's the Lord God of this planet, and you cannot say his name. What a pity.
What a bunch of carbon units if they don't want to say that, sweetheart. You see, sweetheart, by me, this is very vitally important that you are hearing the solid truth. Jesus Christ is verified in the book of Revelation and the Apocalypse, how that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, was slain before the foundation of the world when we were spirit children up in the heavens with our thumbs on our noses.
You don't say.
I do say, baby. That is a reality right there. And it was such a good feeling as we were dwelling in the heavens. Now think about that. We were spirit children, as we are spirit children now, but we are clothed in the physical form, and that is cool. And as we were spirit children in the presence of Jehovah God, Almighty Father, and with his great Son, Jesus Christ, the King, as we were there, and the election was granted to us to vote who are in favor of the Son of God. And yet all the time the Father knew that Jesus pleaded, like my brother said, for times upon times to come to the earth to redeem humankind. And so we had to prove to ourselves that we were in love with the Son of God who was to come, because Jehovah God already knew who was going to be, you know, those who would love his Son and those who would be rejected. And so therefore, we are so thankful that we selected Jesus Christ. We cast our ballot in the heavenly realm to agree.
Oh, we voted?
Yeah,
brother?
We voted. although it's a theocracy in a righteous way. It's not, in other words, it's not a dictatorial way to, do we want to believe in the Son of God? We had a choice. Even up in the spirit realm, we had a choice to select or to reject, or to agree or disagree, or to accept this great Redeemer or to reject him. And I'm so thankful we humbly say, as a staff and leaders of Thunder Cut University, that we voted and we agree with God that Jesus should be the one, because Jesus is the one. Like my brother said, there's no other name under heaven whereby the humankind can be saved, verified in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 12. There's no other name under heaven than Jesus Christ that humankind can be saved. And all the aliens and other worlds, all peoples and all beings, they know and recognize that Jesus Christ is the special, divine, supreme Son of God who gave his life on the tree. That's what Christmas is all about. Merry Christmas, my sweethearts. Merry Christmas, Megabyte. Merry Christmas, beautiful people all over the planetary system. We are in love with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was virgin birth, as you probably already know, and those who have a doubt, it's verified in the book of Luke. Follow the fourth Luke, Master Luke, Gospel according of Luke, to second, first chapter and second chapter, and also in the first chapter of the book of St. Matthew, verifies the holy birth of the holy child, Jesus Christ. This king, this master blaster, this holy prophet, priest, and king. You hear my brother say, he's no prophet only. He's right. He played the role of prophethood, high priest, and supreme king. He's great. A divine seer, a lover, a master, redeemer, gave his life so we can receive the Holy Ghost. You heard my brother give the introduction. It's so vitally important that all saints of the Most High, Jesus Christ, become baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the light of Christ. Whatsoever is spirit is truth is light. The word of the Lord is truth, and whatsoever is light is spirit, even the spirit of Jesus Christ, God's Son. We must, everybody in this planetary system, but beyond that, all over the galaxy, must have the spirit of Christ. When you have the spirit of Jesus Christ, you are a happy chick. We are happy chicks. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You have a life that you progress. You're jubilant. You're aspiring for the highest. You always want to escalate. You go forth. You become a redeemer with the Redeemer, because you learn to bless people. You learn to love. You learn to forgive. You learn to overcome. You learn to be kind. The fruits of the Holy Spirit. You see, this mighty energy, this glorious force is to awaken, just like the motion picture talk about the awakening force. Yes, saints of the Most High, Jesus, we have to awaken to the truth of Christ. We must awaken. The Apostle Paul spoke in the book of the Corinthians, in the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians, and it explains, O thou that sleepest, awakest. Some of you have not the knowledge of God. You know what you are. You are ICU, and some of you are IBs, and you got to wake up, because you don't want to be an IB, because you got to volunteer to the truth. You got to volunteer. And now, no doubt, through the Lord Jesus, and that's Jesus for divine wisdom, and that's Jesus Christ for divine guidance. Because you know, you live a life, you go to Sunday school for 49 years, and you still be classified as an IB. You do this, you do that. Like my brother said, you go to the pimp all of your houses, and you give the money to the churches, and you mop the floor, you vacuum the church house, you sing in the choir, you may play the doorkeeper, usher, you may be in the priesthood, and you still can be an IB, because you just don't love Jesus Christ, and you got to love the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost is the power of life.
What's up, niggas? Hey, Jesus, baby.
Jesus.
When somebody say, what's up, it's Jesus. If anybody ever say, what's up,
that's
you know
right.
What's up? It's
Jesus, baby.
That's what's up. Jesus, the most powerful. It ain't the most. It is the powerful name of the universe. Jesus, yes. Jesus. We say Jesus. If you want to say Lord Jesus, that's cool.
Right.
If you want to say just Jesus, that's cool. But the power, as they had in the manuscripts, Jesus. That is his name. Jesus, baby. And that's why we use Jesus. I know it's a lot of people who's like a little scared. You know, they go to church. They're a little scared to use the name
Jesus.
But Jah is the power. It's the light that follows it. Jesus, baby. It says in the Old Testament in Psalms, it's talking about Jah who rides. And that's what we're saying. That's his name. Jesus, baby. Remember, when you say that, the demons tremble. They move out the way. They leave. They know you got the knowledge. That when you say Jah-Jesus, they say, uh-oh, let me get the hell out of here. When they see us coming, let us leave. We don't want to set up residence here. If you have residents of demons sitting around you in church houses, in your houses, around people, you use the power of the name. When you use that name, those niggabytes have to leave, and they will leave. There's no thinking about it, because it's a power. See, we're talking about a power here. It's not so much this theologically thinking and intellectual thinking. Jesus is a power. The Holy Ghost, whose name is Jah-Jesus, is a power. It gives you the power to forgive. You can't forgive on your own. It's a power. It gives you a power to get rid of all your negative traits. It's a power to give up drinking, to give up drugs or what have you, unforgiveness, or smoking the blunt, whatever you do, or drinking the alcohol that kills all your cells in your brain. It's a power that does that. You can't do it yourself. You can take some classes. You can go to this. You can go to that. But notice, people have to keep doing it, because when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it gets into the cellular level. See, that's what you need. The Holy Ghost is in the cellular level. So when it's in the cellular level, it's going to get rid of all your negative traits. If you're not at the cellular level, there's no way that you're going to get rid of all this negative. There's no way you're going to love Jah-Jesus. You cannot love Jah-Jesus. Let's put it this way. You cannot love Jah-Jesus unless you have the Holy Ghost. You cannot love on your own. You may think you have the love. You may think this. The Holy Ghost is the love substance, and that helps you to love and praise. If you don't have that, you ain't got it. I don't care what you say. You can see on the outside. You may think that person has on the outside, but Jesus look on the inward, or the heart, and they don't have the Holy Ghost. There's no way in the hell that you can love Jesus. You can't. It's the love substance of the universe, Jesus, that Holy Ghost, that's the love substance. That's the wisdom. That's the knowledge. That's all in all, as Earth, Wind, and Fire says. That is it. That spark and light, that energy, that intelligence, that is the love substance. You can't do nothing. How are you going to have the traits? How are you going to have all this, the fruits of the Spirit? Only through the power. You can't do it yourself. There's no way you can do it. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. So if you hear people saying they don't believe in the Holy Ghost and they want to die, run from that church. Run, because they're teaching you devil doctrine. Nobody really wants to die. Everybody, what is America about? Staying young, living forever. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get sick. Nobody in their right mind. When you have the Holy Ghost, that protects you from all that negative deeds or whatever that comes upon the earth by living a mortal man. See, you want to live a mortal man, or do you want to live a Christ man? A Christ man is a person who has the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They don't get sick. They don't get old. They live forever as gods and goddesses. Then Jesus said, don't you know that ye are gods? That you are coming up into godhood? That's the only reason you're on this planet. You're not on this planet to become a policeman, a nurse, a doctor. That's the stuff you do, the work to make money.
What about a radio man?
Or a radio man? That's not nothing. You have missions. Yeah, but your destiny is to become a god and a goddess. And the only way you can do that is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The only way you can please Jesus, Jah-Jesus, or even praising the Father Jehovah is by getting the Holy Ghost. And once you get the Holy Ghost, man, you're on your way. You have the gas. You have the fire. You have the power to conquer all things. You are a conqueror then, because you have something to work with. You have, and it's inside you. It's not outside. It's inside you. The kingdom of heaven is in you. You got this all in you. You don't need to hear us. You don't need to go to a church. You don't need to do anything. What you need to do is be still and know that I am God, that I am principle in Him, the God spark in you, and contact and praise that divine spirit and that divine sire within you. And as you praise that, it comes alive, and you start to feel things. You think you feel stuff now? No, you have no feeling. You think you love your wife now? No, you don't love her. You wait till you get the Holy Ghost. You'll find out what love is. You see, this guy, Jesus, was a romantic person. He hugged, he kissed. That's what they do in the church. People today, they can't hug and kiss in the church. They shake your hand out of duty. No, it was the God's hug, the God's kiss, the God's, that's what God's do. You know, it's not a lustly thing, but see, it's so much no Holy Ghost, that's why it's not in there. Because people think, oh, he's lusting after my wife, he's doing this, he's doing that. But when you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all that falls away. Because then you're living in Godhood of God Jesus Spirit. And when you live in that God Jesus Spirit, baby, you're on your way. You know, you're on your way to victory. You are conquerors of all negative. And to be that way, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need God Jesus energy. You need that. You can't become saved without it. People say they're saved. No, no, no. You're not salvaged. No, no, no. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're a deadbeat. You have the Holy Ghost, you're just a regular mortal. You have the Holy Ghost, it's going to get to the point, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, people, you're going to be left behind on this planet. People who don't have the Holy Ghost are not following God Jesus, or Son of God's University, which is God Jesus University principles. You are going to get left behind. You're going to have to leave the planet, or you're going to be left behind. You're going to go insane in your mind. Your body's going to deteriorate. You're going to have all these ailments because you're not serving God Jesus, the Son of God. You're not serving that God spark, God Jesus within you. You're not living up to your principles. You want to be a deadbeat. You hear it now, so it's no excuse. We pray to God Jesus. After they hear this, it's no excuse. You're hearing it from a live voice here, Son of God University, my brother and I. So it's no excuse. You can't say the Holy Ghost didn't tell. We're telling you the Holy Ghost is knocking at your door. You have the God. You have the angels ministering to you. It's no excuse not knowing the truth. The truth is here. The revival is here. The revolution is on, my baby. And that revolution is God Jesus, baby.
That's right, sweetheart. But you spoke the divine truth. You see, because we got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, it is everlasting. Like you say, it is a strong, you last. It's a strong blast. And it's just reality, sweetheart. Now, my brother, you say that the Holy Ghost is an infinity necessity. Are you saying that if a person don't have the Holy Ghost, they cannot be translated?
No, they cannot be translated. And my brother, what he means by translated, that means you cannot become, when you translate, you're in the third dimensional realm as a mortal. To go to the fourth dimension, that's God here, and basically you can become invisible. Your whole body is translated with divine energy, so you can go by thought here and there. You're transfigured. You are God and or a goddess. You have your mind, body, and spirit connected, and that's what my brother means, transfiguration or translated. You cannot be translated without the Holy Ghost.
So that's like Enoch and Anna Lee and St. John and Mary, Mother Mary, and various other beings?
Oh, yeah. They are translated beings, you know. Yeah, that's what we want to do on the earth here. I mean, why in the world are we here? We're not here just to go to work every day, 8 to 5, and do this and do, you know, you have little missions you do and that. We're here to be gods and goddesses, and that's fun, baby. Once you become a god or a goddess, hey, that's what's happening. God Jesus, baby.
So we can walk on water, walk through walls,
yeah.
Walk with Jesus Christ in
yeah.
heaven. That's a reality.
That's a reality. Levitate, all that. That's a reality. But you have to live pure and holy and get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and do all these things. Those the ancient Indians in India, that they were in the God Jesus. You see the ancient things, how they levitated, how they do all these things. That was God Jesus energy. You hear about all this stuff, how they did the pyramids and stuff. That's Jah Jesus energy. Everything is Jah Jesus energy, and you can't get around it. Notice, any other being on the planet, but when you say Jah Jesus, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem.
Right.
You know, it started off with a problem. You know, in the beginning, before Eve, I don't want to bring up her name, it was a problem. She wasn't cursed out the Father and Jehovah because of Jesus. She didn't like him because he was glowing, man. This being was glowing. Who in the hell do he think he is? You know, cussing them out and stuff. It was Jah Jesus. It's always a problem with Jah Jesus. You know why? Because he's dynamite. People are jealous. The beings are jealous. Lucifer was jealous of him.
That's why he was an archangel.
He was an archangel. Because this being, Jah Jesus, I'm telling you, is something else. He's the master of the universes. That's why he got jealous of him. Now, archangel Lucifer, he was a Haleo, and he was like of the choir, a very high being. He thought he should have the glory. He saw this Jah Jesus and said, who the hell is he? Look how, man, how is he blazing like that? How come he's so light? Even Moses, he wasn't just, but Moses was talking to Jehovah. He said, who's that being behind there?
Right.
This guy was, I mean, this being was glowing. He said, oh, that's my son. Oh, whoa. He said, man, that being is something else. Who is he? And then I don't get on this planet why people can't even say his name. This is the worst planet on the universe that don't bring his name, and this is Jesus' planet. The worst planet. Other planets know him. They treasure him. They adore him. All the other universes, I'm talking about universes. Now, this being has created all trillions of planets, and you on this planet can't even say his name. What a pity. You don't even say Lord. Then when you say Father, you're talking about Jehovah. You ain't even talking about Jesus. You know Jesus is your Father, but like I said, Jehovah has no jurisdiction on this planet, so why are you even using his name? He gave all the power and the glory to Jah Jesus, who deserve it.
That's right, sweetheart. My brother, are you saying that these people that reject that light of Christ and the glory of Jesus Christ, are they a bunch of IBs?
Well, first, my loving brother, let's tell the people what are IBs, because people don't know. You said IBs. Tell them what that is.
Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Well, the people that reject the glorious Jesus Christ and they reject the divine Holy Ghost, they are a bunch of IBs, translated ignorant bastards.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say bastard five times, but I might say it four times. Because when a person is an ignorant bastard, they reject Jesus Christ as God's Son. They reject the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power, like my brother keeps telling us, and you hear me say it over and over. It's a mandatory, a necessity to have the spirit of Jesus Christ. When you got the great spirit of Christ Jesus, and you recognize that this power flows through you, this loving, divine, holy helper, this is the power that quickens and renews us as we have the divine access and to commune with Holy Spirit. For example, divine Holy Spirit, great Jesus, thank you for pumping me up. Thank you for forgiving me for my negatives, and thank you for life in me. Thank you for illuminating my mind. And thank you for renewing my heart and my muscles. Thank you for renewing my bladder and my penis and my vagina or vagina if you're female, penis if you're male. Thank you for renewing my testicles. Thank you for renewing my heart muscle. Thank you for renewing my glands. Thank you for the pineal gland, the prostate gland, the adrenaline gland, and the pineal gland, and the pituitary, the gland that transforms our bodies by the light. Thank you, dear Jesus Christ, eternal energy, for renewing the lungs and the kidneys and the respiratory system and the bronchial tubes. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for renewing my spinal cord. You see, sweethearts, this power, this Holy Ghost power, is in us. You people in Mahoning County in the United States of America, wake up and recognize that the power of the name of Jesus Christ is a reality. Annalise Skyrin, the great goddess of love, she was translated by worshiping Jesus. She came into the realization in her eighth book, and in her sixth book, she talked about the great honor to Jesus. In reality, she talked about it in the very first book, Ye Are Gods, how that Jesus Christ is so worthy. He was sacrificed before the foundation of the world, and that he is a worthy being, a supreme Son of God, full of majesty, full of compassion, full of power, full of authority, full of love, Lord of time, Lord beyond time, Lord over time, master of all time zones. You see, nothing is hidden from the eyes and the might of Jesus Christ or Jesus. So therefore, if you want to advert being an IB, which is, like we said, an ignorant bastard, one who rejects the Lord Jesus, one who has no God Father, one who is not in love with the Son of God, then you say, do I have hope? Yes, you do. That's why you are listening to us today. My brother said, you don't need us, but some of you really do need us to hear us, because you are way down in the IB degree. And to rise up above the IB degree, you can really, sweethearts, you can, no one is too insignificant to come to the great Jesus. Jesus has so much compassion for everybody. That's why the Holy Ghost is more mercifuler now than even before. Now, mercifuler may not be a correct English, but it's a new word that I created in 2015. Just like some of you people say humble, when you ought to be saying humble, because in English, the correct one is humble, and I keep hearing you saying humble, so I'm going to let you slide today, because it's New Year's Eve and a few days. But on the other higher note, the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, or Jesus, is power. Like you heard my brother say, when you get in trouble, before you get in trouble, when you're in love, when you're not in love, when you love, when you hate, when you think you love and you don't know you love, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, baby, I love you. You see, my brother, I've already declared that Jesus is a romantic God, full of power, full of majesty, full of mercy, and all this goes together, sweetheart. Why are you sad? Why are you allowing yourself to keep falling down? Why are you rejecting the gift of health, which is your wealth? Why are you embracing sickness? Why are you embracing a broke-down body? You don't have to do that. Jesus Christ, the divine physician, is the healer. And like I said a few moments ago, all of you wonderful people and the great over there in the United States of America, in Mahoning County, I want you to wake up. Then you say, well, what state is Mahoning County? And you figure it out. You worship Jesus. You that know who I'm talking to, you rise up and don't be afraid to worship Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ is the same as God the Father. Not an amalgamation, what I mean, but the rank. Jesus Christ prays to God the Father. Jesus Christ is equal to God the Father. Jesus Christ has all power like God the Father. Why don't you people on the planet Earth get jiggified and glorify Jesus Christ? You're not taking away from Jehovah God. You are adding glory to Jehovah God, as the book of Hebrews in the first chapter, and chapter 1 and verse 6, when God, Jehovah Almighty, Elohim, said, I let all my angels worship my firstborn that is coming into the world. That's the Christmas story. That's the glory of Christmas. On the Christmas tree, they have the beautiful lights of all colors. Those colors represent the brightness of the light of Jesus Christ. And then you got the star on the top that's supposed to be the brightest, representing Jesus Christ, the supreme star, sweethearts. Oh, wake up, oh, you lack of faith. Oh, you lack of knowledge. Hear, my people, the truth of Revelation. All you churches and synagogues and ashrams and kingdom halls and mosques and temples and citadels and universities and schools and everywhere, hear ye the revelation of the truth. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, supreme Son of God, Son of God, Son of God, Son of God, the lover of the universe, the lover of all humankind. You should not be rejecting the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You people on the earth and you people that are in churches, oh, forgive us, oh, great Jesus, that the people, have many of us have rejected you and have not used your name. Have mercy upon us, oh, Lord Jesus, right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your compassion. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your mercy. We thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us. We thank you, Jesus. We are now waking up, and we're not going to let the pet ministers blind us any longer, Jesus. We thank you that we will stand forth firm in the truth of the Holy Ghost. You see, sweethearts, you know the truth. The seed of Christ is inside of you. The seed of Christ is speaking to you and is telling you to magnify the name of power. Magnify it. When you get up in the morning and you go urinate or pee-pee, you should get on your knees and give glory to Jesus. And thank Jesus you are able to urinate. When you go to do number two, poo-poo and doo-doo, you should be thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ that your bowels can move. You see, we take things for granted. Oh, saints of the Most High. Oh, sinners of the Most High. You say, sinners of the Most High? Most High, yes, all belong to Jesus. You just have not known it yet. All people have the divine force within us. We just have not recognized it yet. But this is the day, December 22nd, a correction, December plus tax. December 22 plus tax equals the 27th, 2015. Let it be established. Let it be known live on planet Earth that you can have this divine power. From Bangkok, Thailand, to Youngstown, Ohio, to Cincinnati, Ohio, all the way to Los Angeles, California, to Berlin, to the Soviet Union, to the Philippines, from Iran, to Iraq, from Babylonia, from Persia, everywhere, from Hong Kong, China, to Shanghai, China, from Tokyo, Japan, to New England states in America, from Birmingham, Alabama, to Birmingham, England. I tell you, sweethearts, this power is real. From South America to North America, from East Coast to the West Coast, this power is real. The energy of Jesus, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a divine reality. The Holy Ghost is a power to make you fly. The Holy Ghost is the power that's worked in angels. The Holy Ghost is the power that worked in sons of God. The Holy Ghost is the power that worked in the saints. We all need the Holy Ghost. This is mandatory. Acts the 2nd chapter and verse 38, it plainly declares that we must repent unto Jesus Christ, and ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sin, become baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, and then we shall receive the free gift of Holy Ghost. And then there are those who get air baptized. You see, whenever how you get baptized, there's clouds in the atmosphere, there's water, there's aqueous substance. It is in the air. I tell you, sweetheart, in the water and in the air, there is the moisturization, the humidity, all the energy. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, good day. I'm out of here. Glory to Jesus. Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
God, Jesus, baby, all this divine energy is all around you. It's all through you. It's here now. You don't have to wait for it, my loving brothers and sisters. It's here right now. It's waiting. It's waiting for you to awaken. The awaken to the truth. What is Jah Jesus? Jah Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the truth. The Jesus, the Holy Spirit. It is the truth within you. It knows the truth. When we say the truth, it resonates within you. You feel it because you know it's the truth. The truth will set you free. My brothers in hell down there, you hear us now. If you don't know it, in planet Earth, people in hell are listening to us. People in the heavenly realms are listening to us, just like you're listening. God, Jesus has allowed them to listen to us while we have Son of God University on planet Earth. And people in hell are coming out left and right by using the power of God, Jesus. It's a power that you can reckon with, baby. And they are in hell, so they got to use it to get out of there. And then the people in the heavenly realms are waking up to that. And that's our reality. Jah Jesus, baby, it is a force. It is a force to be reckoned with. It is a force of life. The cannon, baby. And as the cannon plays, we're just going to go out and say, may the force be with you. And that is Jah Jesus force, the Christ-like force, the force that's within you, the force that causes the man to be, the force that renews your life. I love you, baby. I'm out of here. Peace be unto you. May the Lord Jesus' face shine upon you, because he is love and life. I love you, baby. God, Jesus.